Chair, can you? Dr. Elizabeth Craig, European Minority Rights Researcher. I have three substantive points to make. Firstly, I would like to support the calls already made in this forum to the UN Secretary General to commission a high-level panel to review the limitations of the current minority rights framework and to make recommendations for reform. The framework needs updating, and we need to start to develop a vision for a minority rights treaty to meet the challenges of the 21st century. The panel should also consider a review of the legally binding regional minority treaty that does already exist, the Council of Europe's Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities, so we can learn the lessons also from its limitations. Secondly, from my work as a researcher on minority rights in post-conflict and deeply divided societies, it is clear that minority rights are often neglected in peace agreements, with only passing reference to relevant instruments, such as the UN Declaration. In Northern Ireland, my home country, progress on a range of minority rights issues has, as a result, been very slow, and there continue to be significant challenges almost 25 years after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. The trend towards the exclusion of minorities from peace processes needs to be challenged. Thirdly, international bodies have for too long glossed over the issues and challenges facing minority groups and individuals in war, conflict, and post-conflict situations, as well as the wider impact across borders. Minority rights should be considered with a conflict prevention and empowerment lens. To do this in the context of the impact of war in Ukraine, we need accurate and authoritative analysis on minority situations, but most importantly, we need significant minority participation in identifying ways forward and intersectionality. Thank you.